This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, not no doubt tonight, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load, despite the weather. And, you know, sometimes that just happens. And it's Tuesday night, so that means we're going to be talking with one young Rob Morse. You know, he's the guy that is part of the Polite Society podcast. He's part of, you know, he's a featured writer at Ammo Land, self-defense gun, or not, excuse me, Slow Facts WordPress blog and Clash Daily, and also has Self-Defense Gun Stories, the podcast. And he's somewhere in Louisiana as we speak. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. You sound better today. That's great to hear.
You know what I have to do now?
I
have to sleep with my head between two air purifiers.
All right. If that's what it takes, one step at a time.
That seems to be working, yeah. That does. It is working out today. That's cool. So, anyway, but thank you for noticing. I am working hard at it because we got a class coming up in June.
Yes.
So, you know, when we're doing the class, when they say, Bill, it's time for you to go do this, I don't want to be like you hear a thud beside you, some dust come up and
I just
want to go over there and just do it, you know, just go ahead and just do that.
You have audience all across the country, and down here in the South, it's about time for the cars to all turn green as the pollen settles on them every night.
Yeah.
Our friends that don't even know they had allergies come down here and go, oh, my gosh, what happened?
Yeah.
Yep. Swimming in it.
In the upstate of South Carolina, we've had the pollen. And everybody was getting nice and settled into the allergy season when suddenly the cold, rainy weather came back. And now the pollen's being washed away. And instead we get to it's just one never ending thing.
So other than hearing Sheriff Scott Israel tell us that it's not his fault.
Mm-hmm.
And we found out that. He, in fact, said, hey, you know, we think that people should conceal carry in mosques. Here, let me help you train, but not schools and churches. What else you want to talk about today?
I've got this one question that I'm asking a lot of people. Alan Corwin's going to be on here with me on Thursday, and I'm going to ask him this.
Oh, good.
I'm trying to find some legal people here, and I've actually had this discussion, but here's the deal. If I roll up on somebody, if I roll up on a cop and he's on his back,
right,
and he has a perpetrator on top of him, and that guy's trying to kill that cop, I can roll up on that perpetrator. I can get some of his DNA on top of my gun when I slap him with it, and
right,
then I can shoot him as many times as it takes to stop him.
Right.
But if, by law, if I roll up on a school and police are already there, and they're not going in, and there's murders going on in the school, by law, I should not be entering that school at that point, once they take control of the scene.
And you and I think the law be damned.
Well, yeah, we do think the law be damned, but, I mean, it comes down to this, you know, if we had rolled up on Parkland, right, which I know somebody that was going to roll up on Parkland. That's why this is what is the whole thing that has precipitated this. I'm supposed to watch and listen while children, possibly one of mine, gets murdered while the cops sit out and don't do anything. By law, I have to do that.
Right. And that's what's so painful. We now have public officials who are so behind the times that lay people like you and I admit, you and I are not the average Joe, but all we've done is read public information on public violence and self-defense. You and I know that it's no longer a case of we're going to set up a perimeter, we're going to call in a negotiator, we're going to wait for SWAT. We threw that old model away with Columbine.
Right.
And here we have people in Florida who are behind our legislators, and you correctly point out, are way behind the times, too, when they say, oh, you know, armed people shouldn't come in to intervene. That just complicates things. And you'll hear the anti-gun people say, well, what are the police to do if there's, you know, a armed civilian on scene? And the answer is pretty much lead follower, get the heck out of the way.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it would practically work out, I'm sure. You know, I was asking this question of a police officer out in Wisconsin the other day. He's in Wisconsin. I said, so if you roll up on a scene and you got to go into the school by yourself, when we hear shooting in there, and if I come up to you and tap you on the shoulder and go, young man, I'll take the left side. You're supposed to tell me, no, I can't let you go. But if we're in the middle of a riot and you're about to be torn limb from limb, I can tap you on the shoulder and say, I'll tell you what, young man, I'll take the left side. And then everything is okay.
Yes, we're that. Our public thinking, our degree of grappling with complex problems is so behind the times that you've accurately described that conundrum. You're on it, Bill. Look, the myths that we live by, the what are we supposed to do in these various cases, also our distilled wisdom, let's give ourselves the benefit of the doubt, changes very slowly. And for our politics and our laws to catch up with it. I mean, when you think about it, hey, Columbine, an hour later, a bunch of SWAT cops all over the United States went, well, that stinks. That we can't wait for that. Ever again, you guys go. And a bunch of guys who, you know, buckle up every day went, guess it's up to me and my partner. And then very quickly we went, no, not even you and your partner, just you. The first guy there goes. It'd be great if you had a partner. I don't care if it's, you know, the animal control officer and a forest ranger. First two guys that respond, you're it. Go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, and this sort of butts up against something because there have been Supreme Court decisions where people have taken police departments to court, and the Supreme Court has held that police officers cannot be obligated to protect any one particular individual.
Right.
So that's the law. That's settled case law today. And on the other hand, we have this policy. So these guys in Parkland, by law, by settled case law, were within their rights. They were perfectly okay with doing that, no matter what the policy may have been.
Right. Yes. You're absolutely right that law enforcement has no duty to defend us.
Right.
What you and I think they should have done, what the body politic has learned, we're miles past law. Law will catch up to us in 20 to 30 years.
Sure.
We just have to lead the way until then. And you, thinking of this conversation, or what we were going to talk about, and it sounds so much like Alan Corwin, I want to make sure he hasn't said this already, but a parent who's, you know, walking through the school parking lot, a bus driver, cafeteria, some school staff, some adult there, not necessarily the school resource officer. Aren't those really the last responders, not the first responder?
Yeah.
Because in theory, all these problems were taken care of by parents. Oh, that didn't work by social workers. Oh, that didn't work by doctors. Then by police. Then maybe the FBI. And by the time it gets down for the teacher to defend the kids, that's the last resort. We're nearly out of options.
Yeah. Yeah. Coming up on the first break, you can find Rob's stuff just literally anywhere or everywhere. iTunes, online as far as amoland.com, slowfacts WordPress blog, and clashdaily.com. All over the place. It's just everywhere. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's Donated Dental Services Program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I want to do a quick shout out. He knows who he is. He's right now sunning himself like a recovering lizard on some deck at a VA hospital in Arizona. I want to do a quick shout out to Desert Eagle, longtime listener and good friend of the show. He's recovering from surgery. Outstanding. I don't like my listeners being down for the count. Don't like them at all. Don't like the ninjas. The ninjas need to be upright and fighting. And he's got a lot of guns to build, too. Joined again by Well, Rob Morse, you know, if I give you his resume, we'll be done. So, let me ask you a question, Rob. Do you, and you tell me how far down the rabbit's hole I need to, how I don't need to go down the rabbit's hole, if that's okay with you. When I was having this discussion with this police officer in Wisconsin, one of the things he was telling me is that if I walk up on him, he does not know how much training I have.
Right?
Now, I asked this guy two questions. I was like, my first question was, how many people do you know that are going to walk up to you and offer to go into an active firefight with you? Whether it's shots fired or whatever. And, you know, I don't look at it as an active shooter anymore. I look at it as a rampage killer. So if they're going to be rampaging, most people run from that. So right away, I would think you should get some kudos for that one. Do you believe that we might possibly need to consider it sometime down the street to have little miniature certificates of training that we could carry with us to show when we, and you know, they can be good for like a year or something, because police officers qualify what, annually?
Right. I get it. Okay. Let's take this other example.
Sure.
School resource officer, something's going on. He calls for help. Cop rolls up. These two guys probably don't have the same training. One, a lot of times, and as was the case in Florida, the SRO is not the most demanding job on the force.
Oh, no.
Now, we could argue that if we want to protect our kids, it should be. Let's not make it the retirement in place position. Okay. Or to turn it another way. It's not even a standard law enforcement. It's a detective. It's anybody who has a remote affiliation with law enforcement. Again, could be an animal control warden who is the closest guy to show up. Could be an EMT who also concealed carries. And the cop, and the rules are, you've got somebody to mind your back, let's go.
Right.
Because the shots are not waiting for the perfect response. Those are lives. Those are heartbeats that are bleeding out. We need to take care of the problem. So it's the issue of accreditation is usually what people worry about after the fact. And first responders, I mean, if it's a medical emergency, I'm going, if it's bleeding, here, push here. I'm not going to ask when you were last trained.
Right. Yeah, that's well. I mean,
sorry. Are you certified to push on that wound? Oh, then we'll have to let the poor kid bleed out.
You know, dude told me the police officer told me that he had been sworn. You know, their policy was that if he walked past his own wounded child, that he had to do that to do that. And I said, but let me ask you a question: isn't there a point where police come to this part of diminishing returns, like say, like a la Hurricane Sandy, Hurricane Katrina, L.A. riots, to where at a certain point you're looking around and you need some civilian augmentation? Isn't that actually a fact? And if that is actually a case where a good citizen could help you, and you would be willing to take that help, why wouldn't you take it in an event where you have to go do a little fire maneuver inside a building?
Right. Well, and it's no, you're spot on. Remember the CERT programs, civilian emergency responder training, where
right.
In cases of earthquake, fire, flood, hurricane, they go, "Hi, your lady, your neighbor next door with the broken ankle. That's awesome, because we're a week out from getting to her with a regular ambulance. You know, we got lines down, trees down, power lines flooded. If you can tape her and get her into a small boat and get her out of there, it's Houston again." And that's
right.
Exactly what people do in those situations. So we've got a cop who's a little bit behind the times.
Yeah, well, I don't know that he was, you know, he was actually saying this is actually a conversation that needs to be had.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Then
awesome that he recognizes it.
Yeah, and this part, but it just simply stuns me that I'm supposed to be a grandparent or a parent. I'm supposed to roll up on this building. And because I can't prove to some people that I might be looking at, and don't get me wrong, police officers, that being a police officer is a lot like being a soldier. It's a young man's game.
Yes.
But if you're not going to go in there, this whole thing about this is a school, that means nothing to me. I'm going in there. Right. I know where my child is. I will find them. And you can come with me if you want. And you can arrest me later if you want.
Right.
But I'm going in, and if you shoot me, shoot me in the back and make sure it doesn't hurt that much. Hit me in the head.
I'm going to make a prediction, Bill. If you go past your grandchild, I know you that well, his room, and it's locked down, and there's a green piece of paper over the window that says, "We're good, keep going," I don't know that you're just going to stand there, because she's not going to open the door for you.
Sure.
Right. I predict you'd keep you going, and here's how I'll prove it to you. It's not school. It's church. And somebody does something inappropriate, and there's gunfire. Yes, your family's going to hit the deck. Once that's done, it's all hands on deck to try and stop that killer from hurting people we love. The notion that, oh, I'm sorry, we're not the certified, correctly uniformed responder, I don't think thinking that way is very appropriate.
Well, I don't think so either, but...
It would be now, and what you're saying, isn't this great? You're talking about a social revolution where our institutions haven't caught up with reality. And let's face it, for all the avant-garde talk from the newspapers, entertaining them with a new idea that the way we've done things in the past, particularly anything that advocates individual responsibility, they're kind of standing there like a deer in the headlights. Bugs on the windshield, for that matter.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Anyway, we're coming up on the next break. This is a conversation that nobody's having in the mainstream, but we're going to have it here. And this is actually something that needs to be, I think, at some point addressed. Right. But in the meantime, Rob Morse, you can catch him on iTunes with both of his podcasts. He's involved with Polite Society and Self Defense Gun Stories podcast, in addition to where he writes at Ammo Land, at Slow Facts WordPress blog, and at Clash Daily. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. My guest is Rob Morse. One thing, Rob, I didn't tell you this. Now, I'm plugged into a different input on my board, so that may also explain why I may sound a little better.
Ah. I like the new bumper music, too.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of new ones in there. They're just mixed in with the old ones, and I just don't hear them that often. So I
Gosh, are you, next, I'll have to, if it sounds so different, I'll have to check the name on the door to make sure I'm in the right place next time.
Yeah. So it'll be the right place. So anyway,
you were talking about, in sort of the Matrix fantasy world, yeah, I guess some guy has a barcode and a cop walks up, scans him, and immediately recognizes that, oh, yes, you're a qualified first responder in this situation. How do you think this could play out, Bill?
Say that one more time for me.
How do you think the issues of first responders should play out? By definition, time is at a premium.
You know, they refer to a school shooting as an exigency. So,
right.
Supposedly that means it exceeds an emergency, and you don't have the luxury, if you're law enforcement, of waiting. But that's policy, right? It's policy. It's not a requirement. The Supreme Court's already put it out there. And I hate to put it this way because I support law enforcement, but if you're not going to be of that mindset, you maybe need to think about getting out of the business. If you're not going to be, all right, I'm going in. And if you're not going to be, all right, I'm going in, then you definitely need to be of the mindset, oh, what, you want to go in? Okay, you go ahead.
Right. Did you see the, they were made public, a number of letters to deputies from sheriffs? The two cases that I saw were both from Texas, where the sheriff said, hi guys, here's the standard. If this happens, you're expected to go in.
Right.
If you have a problem with that, let your supervisor know and we'll find other duties for you.
Sure.
Had you and I expected that. Had you seen it yet in the news?
I had not seen it, but I do think that should be a requirement, that if they're going to, if you're going to be in a car and you're going to take calls and you're going to respond, I mean, you know, statistically speaking, the domestic call is the most dangerous one for them to go on.
Right.
Pulling somebody over is a very dangerous thing for them to do. If you're going somewhere where you know something's happening, I think that should be looked at as any other man with a gun or woman with a gun, although it's going to be a man if it's a school shooter. So,
I think one of the first ones was a girl, and did you read where they recently found this gal who, she didn't want to shoot everybody in school. She was making up poison gas to kill everybody.
No, I did not see that one. I missed that.
It's when people come apart, they don't do it by half measure.
Well, wow. Not nowadays. I mean, that's the other thing. You know, when you and I were going through school, which you were 4 years ahead of me, how old are you?
62.
Okay, so you were 5 years ahead of me. Big deal. There was some schools we would have gone to together. When we were going to school, this was never, ever a thing.
No.
This isn't hardly ever, I mean, it happened, but it never happened to the degree that is happening now. And this is not about guns, because the AR-15 predates my birth.
Right.
So it was there. Hey,
dang, that makes me feel old, Bill. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, why?
Oh, no. Isn't it interesting to think about that old rifle? Yeah, before I was born, you know, the AR.
Yeah. Well, you weren't born the same year as the AR, were you?
No. Just a little before.
Yeah. So, you know, it's old technology. And despite what those people would out there, you know, AR's Armalite.
Right.
And the Armalite pit rifle at the time, it started out life as a semi-automatic only civilian rifle, didn't it?
Right. Right. They jazzed it up for the military.
Yep. So.
For the Air Force, if memory serves.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a rifle that was designed, unlike the other rifles. I don't know the Garand being designed for the for civilians first. So, all that being said, despite the fact that there were guns when you and I were growing up, and there were no background checks when you and I were growing up, and there were mental health facilities, and maybe that's the problem. There were mental health facilities when we were growing up.
Right.
There were places to put people like that.
And there were three channels that kind of turned off at 10 o'clock. There weren't screens. There weren't synthetic realities. One thing we haven't heard about the Parkland murderer, and I'm eager to find out, was this kid immersed in violent video games? They often are. I've yet to see one who wasn't, because with the exception of some sociopaths who just don't have a conscience to begin with.
Right. They're just born that way.
If you start with any kind of conscience, it killing other people's tough. And if you don't believe me, people go, oh, that's not true. Go, really? Think of what it would take for you just to defend yourself. A large segment of our population is so opposed to violence, they won't even defend themselves, let alone want to hurt others. And then we get people on the other extreme.
Wow. Well, I mean, how do you explain the physiological reactions that cops go through when they get in a shootout?
Right.
That they're not sitting there going, well, okay, that's another one. Let's go to Clancy's for a Pabst Blue Ribbon. They're not doing that. They're projectile vomiting, and they've got the shakes, and they're crying, and they've got everything else.
Right. Even though they, I mean, I've had a cop say, look, when you run into trouble, you call me. The guy that gets in a fight with the guy acting crazy, that's me half the time. And just being involved in that much physical violence day after day, and yet when you have to notch it up where someone's life, I mean, they see a wreck and they're affected.
Right.
They take a life. Perfect shoot. No alternative. And it still tears at him. That's what makes it just such a brutally tough job.
Yeah. So
bless their hearts. It's tough.
Having said all that, though, I think that now we exist in a different time. There was no social media, so that was, you know, was,
right.
we didn't put up with that. We didn't have mobile phones. We didn't have the plethora of things that we didn't have. We had three channels on television. It was a simpler time. The other thing we didn't have is they didn't walk up to you, and if you were little Watt Rob Morse, they didn't say, "Well, let's just go ahead and medicate you there, son, because you're obviously a boy."
Yeah, I worry about that. I don't think we've heard the last of what it means when we medicate a broad swath of our society, strictly from the what is known medically. If you apply this drug to a few people, you may get this response. But when you're doing it to thousands, millions of people, do you have unexpected responses that may dull the conscience?
Yeah, well,
I don't know.
Not just that. I mean, you know, I was listening when I was trying to quit smoking before I had the heart attack. I was listening to a Chantix commercial.
Right.
And it told, you know, that some side effects, if you feel side effects to where you may want to kill yourself, notify your doctor. Like, well, why would I want to quit smoking if I'm going to kill myself?
If I'm going to kill myself.
Coming up on the next break, Rob Morse. You can find his stuff at iTunes. You can find it on Stitcher Radio, all kinds of places. What you're going to find is Self-Defense Gun Stories or the Polite Society Podcast or both. And you can, if you want to read his stuff, if you want to see it on the e-print, check it out on the web at Slow Facts WordPress Blog. Check it out at ClashDaily.com and at Amaland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. We are talking to Rob Morse this evening. We're going to the class, he and I. It'll be interesting to see what kind of situational settings we get put in at Tactical Response, won't it?
Well, this is his intro course. This is his take all comers. So I don't know that we're going to get all that tactical. I'm thinking it's more of a tune-up of the basics.
Yeah, we'll see.
and you and I should perform to higher standards, Bill.
Yes, I totally agree. I totally intend to go out there to his class and shock him and his entire cadre.
Just so. How squared away you are. Good thinking. Well,
and the only way for me to do that is to be not gasping all the time. That's
Hey, are you back on your bike yet? Have you been able to
get
that far?
I am not. The weather is horrible here right now. We had pollen, and then now it's raining. So that part, I can't get past that. But I'm looking forward to getting on it, and you know we have a little time to work our way up that way. So
we do. You were talking about police and what civilians might do in a situation where the police need assistance or are actually just out of their depth. They're not there when the need arises.
Right.
I had two self-defense gun stories that involved policemen. Okay. I want to bring them up just so that we get this to another perspective on this. Are you an approved responder? So let's say you're driving down Main Street. It's Utah. And you see a cop over there. Well, the lights are there. The policeman's not standing next to your vehicle. You go past it, and the policeman's on the ground. In fact, there's a guy on top of him beating the cop. And you go, that's not the way this is supposed to work.
Mm-mm.
You're a concealed carrier. You're able to pick up on those subtle clues. You stop your car. You get out. You run over and start yelling, "Hey, quit hitting the officer." Well, that doesn't work. As you get closer, you draw your gun, and that works when the guy sees, oh, this one's armed. The perpetrator jumps up, runs away. You don't chase him. Fine, let him go. Someone had already called for backup. You're checking on the officer. You get the gun put away. Pretty soon, there are a lot of policemen around, and, okay, that eventually gets sorted out. The cop had broken bones in his face that were worried about him losing his eye. And who's not surprised, the attacker had a lengthy police record, probably mental illness and drugs. But that's not that unusual. It's not so common that we go, here, it's part of concealed carry training, but there was one in North Carolina just last week. You notice a police car, and these guys now are he pulled somebody over in a van. The officer and the guy are wrestling in the ditch at the side of the road. The bad guy's going for the cop's gun. It's a real furball. And rather than just be a good witness and, you know, change the radio channel as you drive by because you didn't want to hear it, you stop, you run over, you present your firearm. That's enough to convince the criminal he doesn't want to get involved with a gunfight. The policeman subdues the criminal. You holster your gun. This guy was cooking meth in the van. Not the sharpest bulb in the drawer. But again, the policeman didn't say, oh, I'm sorry, are you qualified to respond to lend emergency first aid in to help yourself or others? They said, thank goodness you were there. And I think that's what's going to happen if we see exigent situations in schools. Come one, come all, bring what you got.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. The thing I think that a school shooting is going to last how long?
About 5 or 6 minutes.
Yeah. So the likelihood that we are going to have that much time to marshal a big old force of civilians ready to go is probably, unless it happens right when school's getting out. And then that's going to be a big logistical cluster. So
it's typically the people who are already on site have to solve the problem.
Right. Yeah. But the whole part, though, the wild card here is there should be something in place if the cops don't go in.
Yeah.
They opt to not go in, that and the fact that I have to sit there by law or run the risk of being shot or detained or arrested or whatever while I'm trying to go in there and save my kid any other way I want to. Anywhere else in the United States where my permit is valid, I can do whatever I got to do as long as I'm within the law as far as the application of lethal force. And just by virtue of it being a school, I'm consigned to their death.
Now, you do remember that police officers from an adjoining district, not even the town that Parkland was in, they rolled up, they saw the deputies and said, not us, follow
they
me or,
in.
Or
yeah.
get up. And was it, the? I think it was a base, a guy who was help, his, a guy who was a police officer, he was just helping his wife, who happens to be like part of the athletics department at the school.
Right.
He's out there watering the baseball diamond or something. And this happens. He does a little first aid, and then he sees a cop, and the cop goes, here's my secondary arm. Let's go. I think that's going to be the rule. That should be the rule.
Well, whatever the rule is, they're going to have to address the fact that if there are cops there, right? And this is the way it was explained to me by the Wisconsin cop. If there are cops there, they have secured the crime scene. They are now in charge. That's fine. If you want to be in charge, take charge. But being in charge does not mean let's wait till it's done.
Right.
Let's wait till he suicides.
Or
the only reason he didn't kill more people was because he was trying to shoot at people through a storm window.
Right.
And I don't know where in the timeline that falls, but I'd be willing to bet it falls in the timeline to where if that resource officer had gone in and engaged, he might not have done that. And that's just dumb luck that he didn't kill those people because that was in place.
Right.
So
this is almost grisly, and tell me to stop.
Sure.
These murderers are getting better. They've learned about shelter in place. Oh,
yeah.
Now I'm the only knucklehead in the hall and I can't get in the doors.
Well, this guy.
Go ahead.
This guy right here. He had a perfect plan. He went in there with everything covered up. He did his thing. He put on his gas mask and his weapon, and he started going. He popped smoke and pulled alarms. And then when he was done, he just left all of his stuff there and went out with the kids and went and got a soda.
Yep. It was, I think, an hour before they picked him up.
Yeah.
It's, we're running into problems that are evolving faster than our politics and politicians can keep track of them. They're not going to be the solution.
Yeah, and the thing, you know, when I saw that and I heard that they picked him up a mile away from the site, my first thought was, how'd they know it was him?
Because the deputy who didn't do anything to stop him gave a description and announced, hey, this is a known problem, and he showed up at school.
Yeah.
Great. Great. Yeah.
So, I don't think we're going to see any gun control come out of this, but I do think that there's a lot of questions that need to be asked about this, and we need to get away from the subterfuge that is the student activists that, you know, they're already beginning to wane. I don't know if you...
I wonder if this hasn't backfired. I'm writing about it.
It has.
In the sense that I'm trying to get hard numbers that NRA membership is up.
I went and joined them, and I've never been a member of the NRA. Well, I haven't been a member of the NRA since the 90s.
Oh, you would drink for that.
Yeah, yeah. So I
thank you.
So they've increased by one.
So for all of the listeners, I can't offer that offer to all of you. So when you see me at NRA, don't keep coming up and say, I owe you. I just can't do it for everybody, but I can do it for Bill. Thank you.
He'll be the one wearing the shirt saying, I bought the drink for stupid, and I'd be pointing to him. And I'll be right there on that side where the arrow's going, so everybody will know. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir. We will do it again next week.
My pleasure, Bill.
Very good. We have hour number two inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
And the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.